Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the evening remains warm and clear. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze, while in Jerusalem, the night is settling in coolly. Perfect conditions for those out enjoying the night. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Walla reports the IDF has eliminated Eid, the commander of Hamas's drone unit, during an attack in central Gaza. Also, earlier today, Israel Hayom reports another significant blow to Hamas. The commander responsible for drone production and launch was targeted in the Gaza Strip. Also this hour, according to Forward, two mosques were burned in the West Bank on Sunday. One was torched and defaced in the village of Kuzra south of Nablus. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reports from earlier that a 67-year-old woman faces charges over anti-Semitic abuse at the Bondi massacre site. And finally, from earlier today, an investigation reveals shameful actions on the West Bank front as details emerge about the mosque incidents. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a known commentator, posting just minutes ago, suggests the US's pause in the conflict is not due to interceptor shortages, but due to talks with Iran. Open Source Intel, an analyst, reported that Trump paused military actions near the Strait of Hormuz on Friday. He cites that most objectives were met and supply concerns were a factor. WS English, an international broadcaster, highlights expert Catherine Perez Shakdam's comments. She stated that Iran's strategy is to disrupt regional stability and challenge Gulf Arab security assurances. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's actions in Gaza. Walla reports that the operation targeted Eid, who led Hamas's drone program in central Gaza. His elimination marks a strategic blow to Hamas's military capabilities. The move is seen as part of broader efforts to neutralize threats from the region. Turning to the West Bank, earlier today, two mosques were set ablaze. The Forward highlights the incident in Kusra, where graffiti was also left. This act has heightened tensions in an already volatile area. Community leaders are calling for calm and increased security measures. Meanwhile, in Sydney, a woman has been charged over anti-Semitic remarks at the Bondi massacre site. The Australian Jewish News revealed that the incident has sparked outrage and prompted calls for stronger laws against hate speech. This highlights the ongoing challenge of combating anti-Semitism globally. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the tax authority is advancing measures against black money. They aim to expand on a successful pilot program that prevented nearly 40 billion shekels in fictitious transactions. This move could significantly impact financial transparency in the country. Separately, CTEC reports skepticism over Trump's pledge regarding data center power supplies. Consumer advocacy groups express doubts, calling it an empty promise. And finally, according to Globes, there is a confrontation between First International Bank's middle managers and senior management. Middle managers allege pressure to accept voluntary retirement while executive bonuses increase. This raises concerns about workplace equity and morale. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.